We gotta have an ear. We gotta have eyes to see. Come on. We gotta be slow to speak. Come on. Be vigilant. Be sober. Hallelujah. Because the adversary, the enemy, is as a roaring lion. He's not a lion, but he is as a roaring lion. And he make it seem like he's gonna go through. He roars up like things are gonna happen. But he's not. He's walking as a roaring lion. Come on. Hallelujah. Seeking whom he may devour. See, he make it sound like he's so big. He make the situation. He gets in it and try to make the situation be bigger than what it is. So then if you focus on the situation, so then when you're focused on the situation, then he comes in and then he attack you. Because why? He don't got you your attention. He don't got you through the situation. He don't blow it up. So now he's got you all discombobulated and you're not no more longer humble. You're just torn all apart. So then that's when he comes in to kill. This is why we got to stay humble. This is why we got to submit ourselves to God. This is why we got to stay in prayer. This is why we got to stay in his word. This is why we got to keep his word up on the tables of our heart. Write his word up on the tables of our heart. This is why we got to keep our ear gates. This is why we got to guard our eye gates. This is why we got to guard our mouth gate. Because we have to watch what we take in. We have to watch what's coming out. Come on. Hallelujah. We have to watch what's going in and what's coming out. Come on. Because what you watch, that's what you become. What you eat, that's what you become. What you say, that's what you become. You frame your world around your words. Uh-oh. Humble yourselves. Here we go again. Humble yourselves. And that's what we're talking about today. Humbling yourselves under the mighty hands of God. Guess what? Because in due season, he's going to exalt you. Man can't put you there. Man can't put you there. I don't care how many degrees we get. I don't care what we possess in life. It can't get you there. This is only material things. Come on. These things are going to pass away. But what's on the inside of you is going to be forever. Come on. So this is why we got to stay humble. This is why we got to stay humble before God. Without God, we can't do nothing. Without God, we are nothing. Without God, we won't be nothing. Come on. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is why we got to humble ourselves. And we got to stay up under the mighty hands of God. We got to stay up under the mighty hands of God. Because if we don't stay up under the mighty hands of God, we're going to be overtaken by the enemy. Because he is as a roaring lion. But if we humble ourselves and we stay up under the mighty hands of God, the enemy can't do nothing with us. The enemy can't do nothing with you. The enemy can't do nothing with you. Because why? His word is on you. His word is over you. His word forever, oh Lord. Thy word is settled in heaven and in earth. Oh, Lord, forever, thy word is settled. My God. I told you at the end of the year, God gave me that word. I got his word on this. You got his word on this. Forever, oh, Lord, thy word is settled. It is settled in heaven and it's settled on earth. So guess what? The enemy can't do nothing. Hallelujah. That's why I say if it's not dealing with the word of God, I don't have to deal with it. If it's not dealing with the word of God, what people bringing their problems to you, it's not in the word of God. You don't have to deal with that. Come on, unnecessary stuff. Come on, stay humble under the mighty hands of God. If it is what it is, tell them, look, I'm not dealing with that situation because that's not pertaining to the word of God. And don't try to fix it up to try to make it fit into the word of God. Because what he say, lay aside every sin and every weight that does the what? So easily beset you and do what? Run this race with patience. You can't run this race with all this stuff on you, what people are dumping on you. Come on. You can't run this race, hallelujah, with all this weight on you. You got to lay this stuff aside, praise God, and become what? Humble. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't say, oh, well, because, well, people not dealing with it. They don't want to listen to it. No, if it's not dealing with the word, I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to be in it. Come on. That's why. That's where we're coming. We're set aside from the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. Come on. Again, we're in the world, but we are not of the world. We're set aside. So guess what? I don't have to deal with the worldly things. Jesus never dealt with it. He put it in place and went on by his what? Father's business. He said, I didn't come, oh my God, I didn't come, hallelujah, to the world to condemn the world, but I came through the world. Through the world might be saved. Come on. Hallelujah. So when we humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God and we resist the enemy, come on, we can't do nothing but walk in what he has called us to walk in, and he's going to do what? Exalt us in due time. Let them say what they want to say. Let them say, this year is the year of the prophetic launch out into the deep. Let people say what they want to say. Let them do what they want to do, because they can't do nothing to you, because the word of God says, again, no weapon that form against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall condemn, long as you stay humble under the mighty hands of God. Come on, somebody. You got to stay there. You got to stay there. Because guess what? Here we go again. The devil, the adversary, seeking for you. He's seeking for you. So if he could just put all this stuff on you and make you weak and make you torn in the parts, then that's when he can destroy you. Because why? You don't cast all this stuff on you. You become weary. You become weak. You become carrying something that was never designed for you to carry. So this is why we got to stay humble. This is it, because he said, cast your cares upon who? And right here, again, I'm in the word of God. It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. You don't have to carry that. You don't have to carry that. Why? Because it's not dealing with the word of God. It's not in the word of God. God cares for you. He took all that away from you. Come on. So cast all this stuff on him. And let him work it out. Let him do it. He's already worked it out. He's already gave you a way to escape. So guess what you got to do? Humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God and watch God do it. Watch God bring you out. Watch God heal you. Watch God set you free. Come on. Because he's what? He is who he say he is. And he's going to do exactly what he say he's going to do. Come on. Hallelujah. Be not weary in well doing. Be not weary in well-doing. For what? In due season. You're going to do what? Reap if you faint not. You're going to reap if you faint not. So don't be weary. Don't be weary, my brother. Don't be weary, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do what God has called you to do. Say what God has called you to say. Stay humble under the mighty hands of God. Guess what? Because in due season, he's going to exalt you. It's your due season. It's time for you to be exalted. Come on. Because you stay humble. You stay humble. Just because you're humble, and that don't mean you're a coward. Just because you were humble, that don't mean you're a pushover. Come on. The Bible says Jesus humbled himself, even to the cross. He humbled himself. Come on. Hallelujah. It may look like to some people you're a pushover. It may look like to some people that you're weak. See, you don't have to talk big to prove that you're strong. You don't have to do all that. Because what's on the inside of you make you strong. Uh-oh. What's on the inside of you make you strong. What's on the inside of you make you great. Guess what? If Jesus is on the inside of you and you humble yourself, guess what? Then that's when he said, let the weak say I'm strong. Because Jesus is on the inside of you. You don't have to say, oh, if I was there, I ain't take all that. I ain't do nothing. You don't have to do all of that. No. The silent person is stronger than the one that's barking, making a lot of noise. Because why? I heard him say, you know, in the word, a humble child takes the grace. When you humble and you walk away and you allow God to take care, you allow God to fight. That's what the songwriter, Lord, nobody fight like you. Fight this battle, Lord. Nobody fight like you. Fight this battle, Lord. Nobody fight like you. You can take it to the Lord. You can give it to the Lord. And you can allow God to do it. And God will bring you out every time. Why? Because you stay humble. You humbled yourselves under the mighty hands of God. I'm not saying it ain't going to bother you. But if you in Christ, no, we can handle this. Now, if you're not humble under God, you're going to take matters in your own hands. Then it's going to be something. But if you're under the mighty hands of God, he's going to do what? Exalt you. He's going to do what? Bring you out. He's going to do what? Make a way for you out of no way. My time has come to open up these phone lines so that you may call in for prayer. You may call in and say, Apostle, excuse me, I want you to pray that I become humble under the mighty hands of God, that I may allow God to do what he needs to do in me and for me and through me. I need to allow God to do it. So I'm casting my cares upon him according to what you just read today, because my adversary, the enemy, is seeking to devour me. But I want to cast my cares upon him, and I want to become humble under the mighty hands of God. So if you need to call in today, the lines are open for you right now. Error code 321-632-1000. Again, the lines are open for you, my brother, my sister. Error code 321-632-1000. And you say, Apostle, I want to humble myself under the mighty hands of God. So because I want him to do what? Exalt me in due time. Come on. I want a clean slate. I want him to clean me up because I can't do it on my own. I tried to do it on my own several years ago. I tried to do it on my own in the beginning of the year now, and I'm still trying to do it. But I want to allow God. I want to come and humble myself. Come on. Call in. Will you call in today and request for prayer? I'm here live in the studio. We will touch and agree with you, and we will believe God for you and with you. Again, it's simple. If any man or woman, boy or girl is out there and you say, Apostle, I'm not saved, according to what the word says, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth, if thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just a simple and that's just a plain. Again, you don't have to write no letter. You don't have to have nobody to vote you into for salvation. It's freely give. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. That's according to the word of God. That's according to the word of God. And come and humble yourself under the mighty hands of God. For in due season, he will do what? Exalt thee. He will pick you up. He will lift you up. He will exalt you. And whom God exalt, can't no man pluck him down. Can't no man pull him down. Come on. Will you call in? Come on. Will you request for prayer? Come on. Humble yourselves. Hallelujah. And say, guess what? I can't do it my way. I can't do it my way. I tried. I'm trying to do it my way, and it's not working out. So let me come and try this way you're talking about. Because guess what? He will take care of you. According to say, cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He cares for you today, my brother. He cares for you today, my sister. Come on. Hallelujah. God cares for you. There's nothing that you're in that God can't bring you out of. There is nothing that you're going through with, hallelujah, that is so hard that you can't come out through God. You might can't come out through it by yourself because you're seeing things. You're not sober, according to like what the scripture said. Be sober. Be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is what? As a roaring lion. He's not a lion. He's as a roaring lion. He sounds like a roaring lion, but he's not. He's not. Because guess what? God is greater than any situation that you're faced with. God is powerful. Come on. Hallelujah. And he can bring you through it. He can bring you out. He can dissolve that problem. You'll never see it again. He can heal that situation, that body. Hallelujah. He's a great physician. He's a great master. Hallelujah. He's a great builder. Come on. Let's humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God. What you say about it, my friend, my brother? What you say about it, my sister? Come on. According to what his word says, we believe him and we take him at his word. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But he said, my word shall do what stand forevermore. Hallelujah. It shall stand forevermore. That's one thing about it. Everything is going down, but the word of God. The word of God is standing against all odds, against all situations. Man said it can't be done, but God said, I can do it. Come on. Man said you can't take it. But if you do what, humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, come on. He won't put no more on you than you're able to bear. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a strong God, everlasting God. Are you out there today? Are you listening today? Come on. Examine yourselves and say, Lord, help me. Examine yourselves and say, Lord, I need you. Humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, and he will, in due season, do what? Exalt thee. Come on. Come on. You still got time. You still got time to call in. You still got time, my brother. You still got time, my sister. Bless your hearts. Those of you that are watching, you can call in. Amen. Those of you that are listening to the radio broadcast, and you may not be watching by Cypress audience, you may be listening. You got time to call in. You may be driving along the highway or on the freeway in your trucks. Come on. And you may be listening, going around the mountains, through the mountains. Come on. You may be listening while you're at a pit stop. You may be listening. You at a pit stop. It's so in the natural. You at a stop in your life. Come on. Hallelujah. You can't come through this by yourself. You need God to bring you through this. Man, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman, young man, young woman, boy or girl, you need God to bring you through this. Come on. You got the material things. What does it prosper a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You got the material things. You're not happy. Come on. You're not happy. You're going through situations after situations after situations. Come on. Humble yourself and come to Jesus. And he will. He will. He will, I guarantee you. He will see you through. He will bring you out. Come on. He'll help you go through this. Come on. You can't go through this by yourself, because you're going through it and you're just about to lose it. But if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I guarantee you, he'll give you peace in it. And he will walk you through it. And he will deliver you. Come on, humble yourselves and come on to Jesus. Because guess what? In due season, he's going to exalt you. And that try to take you over won't take you over. You'll come out of it with the victory. I know. You'll come out of it with peace. You come out of it with joy. You come out of it. Come on here. You won't come out of it bitter. You come out of it better. Again, you won't come out bitter. You'll come out better. Why? Because you humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, and you allow him to do what? Exalt you. You allow him to do what? Bring you through this. Because the adversary tried to make it seem like you weren't going to come out, which was Satan. But God brought you through it, and he will bring you through it. I know he will. Will you call in? Again, the number is error code 321-632-1000. That's all you have to do is call in. Call in today. And be not afraid. Call in today. Be not afraid. Come on. Lift that hand and get on and pick up that dial. Pick up that phone receiver and call and dial that number. It's for prayer. Men ought to always pray and not to faint. Because it's in prayer where you find strength. It's in the word where you find strength. Come on. Will you call in today? Who will be the first one? We got a few more minutes before we have to get off and turn off the phone lines for prayer. We got a few more minutes before I have to get up and leave this station. But guess what? Radio station. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, I'll be with you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Come on. And when you're in trouble, God's right there with you to bring you out, set you free. Come on. That's why we got to stay humble under the mighty hands of God. Because guess what? We're looking unto him, not man. We're looking unto him, who is what? The author and the finisher of our faith. Stay with God. He'll stay with you. Come on. He'll never leave you. You say, well, Pastor, I don't understand that. I'm in this and I can't see my way out. Right now, you can't see your way out, because the enemy is just as a roaring lion. He's trying to magnify the thing that you're in. So you can't come out. But I come to tell you today, there's a way out. There's a way out. And the way is out through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. He'll give you peace in the midst of it. Come on. Ask the Hebrew boys. Well, you say, who is the Hebrew boys? They were in the fiery furnace. They were thrown in the fiery furnace. But God gave them victory and gave them peace in the midst of it. Sometimes you're going to have to go through some things. And in the midst of it, people think you're going to crumble. But because you humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, God will bring you in the midst of it. He'll bring you out of it. He'll deliver you out before you get in there. That's the kind of God we serve. Because they said, O king, we're careful that we're not going to bow down at the sound of the harp to worship the golden image that you set up before us. But then they said, if we go in there, if God don't deliver us, we know he's able. And the Bible said they were in the fiery furnace, according to what the word said. They were in the fiery furnace, and they turned the heat up seven times hotter. They turned it up seven times harder. And guess what? They wasn't burned. Their clothes wasn't burned. Their hair wasn't singed. They didn't smell like smoke. Why? Because the fourth man was in the fire with them. And it made them see. He said, did not we throw three in there? But behold, that's why I said every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. They had to confess. They said, it looked like the fourth man looked like the Son of God. Do people know your God? Will they know your God? That's when you become humble. He said, in due season, he would exalt you. He exalted them in the midst of the fire furnace. Guess what? Because the enemy had decided to see them burn. But Jesus stepped in. He'll step in for you today. I believe it. I know he will. Hallelujah. Again, you could call in. You got a few more minutes. I got to get up out of here. I got to get up out of here. I got to leave you. And you have to leave me. But guess what? He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Stay humble. We got to stay humble under the mighty hands of God. We got to stay humble. We got to stay humble before him and with him. Allow God to do it. You can't do it. You tried so many times. You don't try so many months, so many years to try to do it. You can't do it, my brother. Allow God to do it. Allow God to fix it. What you say about it? Come on. Again, we are in the final revival tonight. Come on. We want you to come and be with us. We want you to come out. Those of you that can and those of you that have been out, come on. We got two more minutes left on this broadcast. Two more minutes left on this broadcast. And I want to take these 2 minutes to really invite you out tonight, to compel you to come. Come. Don't miss it. You say, Apostle, you all say this is, y'all be saying that this is yes. Because guess what? It is for this season, for this time, it is the best revival. Because this time will never come back again. We can have a revival, but it won't be like this one. Okay? So this is the best time and season for you to come out, to humble yourselves. Because he's getting ready to do what? Exalt you tonight. Because of what you've been through and what you're coming through. Come on. Come and be with us again. 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. Amen. Right there on South Street. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. Type the address into your GPS and allow it to bring you. Caller, you have 1 minute, he said. The engineer told me you got 1 minute. You still got 1 minute if you want to call in for prayer. Come on. You got 1 minute. Come on. Pick up the phone. I'm here. You got 1 minute. Again, tonight is the night that I'm looking to see you far and near. Come on. You say, well, it's Friday night. I haven't been out there. I'm coming tonight. We want to see you in the place. We want to see you in the place. Again, the address is 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I want to see you. I want to see you. Lady Watkins and I want to see you. Come on. Pastor Tonya want to see you. Hallelujah. Power of Faith want to see you. Destiny Church want to see you. Come be with us. Come be with us tonight. And I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. God has a miracle with your name on it. God has a healing with your name on it. That ends our phone calls for prayer. Amen. To Monday morning, you have to call in. We'll be here on the station, the Lord's will. You call in for prayer on Monday morning. It ends just a while ago. But I want you to know this. You could call on him. I can't answer. I can't answer because it's ended. But you can call on him. He'll answer you. He'll always answer you. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. He'll be with you. Why? Because the Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. If you're in trouble, you can call on him. And he'll be there. He'll answer you. If you need help, you reach out. His arms are not too short to pull you up. His ears are not too dull to hear your cry. The original church used to sing a song, say, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry." 2 minutes. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. And he won't pass you by. He won't pass you by. Don't let him pass you by. I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus wasn't going to let him pass him by. But he cried. He couldn't see, but he cried the more, a great deal. He was not going to let Jesus pass him by. He said, "Jesus, Jesus, thy son of David, have mercy on me." Don't let him pass you by. Get desperate and humble yourselves and get what you need. Amen. Get what you need. Okay, my time is getting close, coming, gone. Monday morning, same station. Same time, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations that we will be hearing, hallelujah, that we can get connected and you'll be able to hear me on, hallelujah. Monday morning, 9 o'clock till 10, 1 hour. Stay with me, I'll stay with you. Hallelujah. I believe God can do it and he will do it. Be not afraid. This is the weekend that you find a place of worship. If you don't have a place of worship to go to, find your place of worship. To go to there, sit up under the word, hear the word, accept the word, grow and go. Amen? Because that's what we're going to do. And if you don't have a church home, come join us at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Again, where your truly is the pastor and founder, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Look to see you in the move of God. My time is coming, God. See you. God bless you. You got it. You can do this. You can make it, my brother. You can make it, my sister. Hold your head up high. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Walk in it. Walk in it. Humble yourself and watch God do it. Your time is now for a miracle.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.